Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email or tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our listeners to the service, whether by web or by phone. We want to thank you for being a part of the service today. We want to encourage you as well to follow us there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is just click the button at the top of the thing and follow us here every Sunday. And we're so glad that you have decided to follow this ministry, and we just give God all the praise and honor and glory for you. Here at Voice of Truth, we will read the Word of God. We will bring forth the Word of God, and we will open up the prayer line and do a general prayer. At this time, the prayer line is open. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and then I will bring you in for prayer. We ask that you do not give your name, just your location and where you're calling from, because we like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we want to thank you in advance for those who are new to Voice of Truth. We want to thank you for being here. If you have a prayer request at this time, you can receive prayer just by pressing the 1. Amen. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it because he is a good God. His mercies endure forevermore. So we are blessed to be here today. I don't know about you, but I thank the Lord that I'm still here among the living. Amen. To God be all the glory. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're just going to keep it moving. Amen. To God be the glory. And I'm going to open us up in general prayer. And I am your host, Minister Elaine. Amen. Connect with me there on Facebook. I have a personal page there and a Voice of Truth page. And we want to encourage you to follow us on all our social media. You're giving somebody the time that to come that has prayer, amen, that wants prayer, but praise be unto God. But I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and do the general prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, honor, and glory, Lord. And we call it done in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that you're able to do all things for fair, God. We ask you to make ways out of no way for your people, oh God, all over the land. Have mercy upon the body of Christ, oh God. Meet them at their point of need, whatever that need may be, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that Jesus rose again. We thank you right now, God, that in you we have all things. Lord, we ask you right now to meet the need of every person under the sound of my voice, that they'll not lack no good thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, cover them, keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be afraid, oh God, for all the things that are going on in the world and all the things to come. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able to keep us in our right mind, Lord. We ask that you would give us peace, oh God. Let peace be within us, oh God, your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are our helper and you have already made a way. You are a God that always provides for your people. And we thank you, God, right now for providing for us and making every in the midst and among our enemies, even now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will order our footsteps and in the way that you have us to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that we have what we need, God. We may not have everything that we want, but we do have everything that we need. And you have promised, Lord, that you will supply our every need. And we thank you, God, that you are God that provides, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are our light in our very darkness. We thank you, Lord, that you are our healer, our deliverer, our high power, our God in whom we trust. And we just thank you, God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. To God be all of the glory. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. All those things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The message today will come from St. Luke, the 8th chapter, amen, St. Luke, the 8th chapter, amen, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number, let's see, 40, in Luke chapter 8, I'm starting at verse 40, and the word of God reads, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus and besought him that he would come unto his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of the blood stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and saith thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people, cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good courage. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And while he yet said, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she rose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of His holy word. Amen. I want to encourage you to go back and read that title of the chapter, amen, and the title of the message is Rise Up, is part two of last week, and last week we talked about how Jesus had risen from the dead, and here in this, in the word, Jesus was doing the work of his ministry, and he was going from town to town, and he was healing, but he would raise the 12-year-old girl from death to life. And the word tells us he spoke to the maiden and said, arise. Jesus was a healer. And the Bible tells us that Jairus, who was a ruler of a synagogue, had came to Jesus and fell at his feet and asked Jesus to come into his house because of his daughter being sick. He wanted his daughter healed. And the child was laying dying. But on the way, the Bible said there was a woman that came that had an issue of blood and had had that issue of blood for 12 years. And she had spent everything that she had trying to be healed. And the word tells us that she, and I'm going to paraphrase it, that she thought, maybe thought in her own mind that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus, if she could just touch his clothing, that if she could just touch him, she believed that she would be healed. And the Bible says that when she touched him, she was healed. She was healed immediately. She was healed, and her blood issue dried up. But Jesus was on his way, and he was on his way to Jairus' house. He was on his way to bring forth a healing, that he was going to raise the child, the little girl, from the dead. He was going to rise up from death to life. You know, Jesus is the resurrection, and he is life. And because he rose and because he is risen from the dead, we too can rise up. You know, sometimes while we're on this Christian journey, there's places and things in our lives that seems to die. And if Jesus doesn't help us, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then we would not be able to rise. But because Jesus rose from the dead and he is risen, he's alive, then we too can rise up. You know, just as Jesus spoke to the maiden, the 12-year-old girl, and told her to rise up, he is telling us today to rise up in the body of Christ. Rise up. Why are we laying there? Why are we just dying in our spirit? You know, some of us are just dying and weak in our spirit. Some of us done gave up in our spirit. But Jesus is calling us to rise up in our spirit. Because he rose, we can live again. Because his spirit lives in us, we can rise again. For he is the resurrection and the life. And so we have to rise up as Jesus spoke to the child. Now, the Bible says that the child was dead. And Jesus said, they're paraphrasing here. Jesus said, she ain't dead. She just sleep. And, of course, they're not knowing Jesus and knowing the power that he had. They laughed him to scorn. Sometimes people will laugh you to scorn because of what you believe. They will laugh you to scorn when you believe that Jesus can do all things but fail, that Jesus can rise up in a dead situation to life, because he is that kind of God. He is a risen Savior. We do not serve a Savior that's still in the grave. His tomb is empty. He is the Savior of the world. He is risen. Our Savior yet lives. So everything in our life can live if we will speak to the dead thing. We got to speak to it, and we got to believe what the word says unto us, that we shall not die but live and to glorify God. Now, this glorified God, they say that the child was dead. Jesus said that she was asleep. And, you know, Jesus, when he went, you know, sometimes, when Jesus want to do a thing in our life, we want to tell everybody. We want to bring everybody. We want everybody to see. But it's some things that we don't need to take everybody to. Everybody don't need to see what God is trying to do in your life. Everybody don't need to go with you. And I know many of us like to be in crowds and like to be around a whole lot of people, but a lot of people sometimes is not good for us. You know, we got to learn who is for us and who is against us. You know, Jesus, you know, the crowd was there. I'm assuming that it was a crowd that was there, and they laughing at Jesus and laughing him to scorn and just laughing at him because they said, I'm just imagining the street committee. You know how the street committee talk. Now, they probably was saying to them, they said, okay, he talking about the child asleep. That child dead. You know how people do. And that's the same thing. Some of the people around you wishing
speaking death over you. There's some people around you that don't want you to have nothing. They want everything in your life to be dried up and dead. But Jesus came that it might live. And he is a Savior that can raise up any dead thing, no matter what it is. He can speak life to it, and he can breathe the breath of life, and it shall live. Sometimes we have to put people out. Time, they may be relative, they may be friends. Sometimes it may be even your husband or your wife, because sometimes they ain't doing right. They ain't listening, and they causing stuff to die. So we got to get it right. We got to know that sometimes if Jesus had to put them all out, what the Bible said, Jesus put them out. He said, and it came to pass unto the house, and he suffered no man to go in, save Peter, James, and John. He had three. He didn't have even the other nine disciples. He had three that he took in there with him. I wonder why. Was it the ones that he know that he could trust, the ones that had the same spirit he had? Maybe they were the ones that believed like he believed, the ones that were pray and believe for the child's healing. You know, sometimes we can't have people around us who don't have the same spirit. What do the light have with darkness? And what do the righteous, while we're fellowshipping with the unrighteous? We can go among them, but we ought not to be fair among them. You know, Jesus did not take everybody with him in there. He put everybody out. Sometimes you got to put them out. You got to let them go. You got to shut that door in that face. And you got to close them out. Don't even hear nothing they saying, because you will never get what God has for you if you listen to all of the voices and all of the things in the atmosphere. If you hear all of this foolishness, all this news, all of this crazy stuff going on, you will never receive what God has for you. Because you're hearing too many voices. You know, you don't need everybody around you. As my pastor would say, sometimes we got to make our circle smaller. Some of our circles are too big. And everybody in that circle with us, they don't want us to have what God has for us. And so we got to get them out, because they ain't coming to bring encouraging words. They ain't coming to lift you up. They coming to steal your faith. They want everything in your life to stay there. They want you to stay broke. They want you to keep driving that hoop there, as my pastor would say. They want you to keep driving that hoop when God trying to give you a Cadillac. They don't want you to have that husband on that wife. They don't want you to have that mansion on the hill. They don't want you to love God either. So whatever they can do to make you ashamed or scorn you or make you feel belittled, make you feel not worthy enough, they will do those things because they're trying to kill your spirit so your spirit can die. Some of us wouldn't even have ministries because the enemy is trying to kill your spirit. Wanted to die. Because wherever there is no life, there's death. And Jesus rose from the dead that you might have life. So when you have the Spirit of God, you have a quickening spirit. You have that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's life. Life is in Jesus. Life was in the blood. Jesus rose so that you can rise up. The sons and daughters of Christ has got to rise up, rise up, rise up. You got to rise up above your situation. And if God is telling you to put them out, put them out. Shut the door. Shut the door to Satan. Don't let it come in the back door. That devil trying to come in the back door. You shut the door. Don't let him in your house. Shut the door. Kick him out. He ain't got no business there no way. Shut him out. Close the door. Lock it up. Don't let him in. Don't let him ride. You got to put him out. And he going to come in somebody to call the things in you to die. If he can steal your faith, if he can steal your hope, Jesus wasn't finna let him do it. He put him out. If Jesus put him out, we need to put him out. And we got to know, again, we must know who is for us and who is not. Just because they're smiling in your face doesn't mean that they are for you. And Jesus knew they weren't for him. He put them out, too. That's why you got to put them out and let them go. Forgive them now, but put them out and let them go. Because they don't belong in your circle. Because everything that God's trying to do in your life, they ain't a part of that. They ain't a part of that, so you got to let them go. But Jesus put them out, and he only had the father and the mother or the maiden in the house. So we got to realize that, I keep coming back to that, we got to stop talking too much. Stop telling everybody what's going on in your house. Telling everybody what's going on in your marriage. Stop telling everybody that you're broke. Now, what my mother was saying, my God-given mother was saying, now nobody has to know that you're broke. Nobody knows. Nobody has to know that you ain't got no money, that your finances are dead. Nobody has to know. You have to carry yourself in a way, knowing that God is able to bring alive your finances. And even though your finances are dead right now, maybe dead right now, God is going to rise you up out of that. You coming out of that. You coming out of the place of bondage. He's going to rise you up out of the place of bondage. He said, rise up, rise up. Rise up out of that place. So you got to see it by faith that you're coming out of the place. You got to see the healing. I believe that the ones that Jesus had in that circle that day believe that Jesus, what Jesus said, that the child was asleep. I believe that they believe that Jesus could raise her from the dead if she had been dead. But Jesus said, no, the child just asleep. You know, the dead in Christ shall rise. We're going to rise up. To rise up and believe God. And let not anyone be in your circle that shouldn't be in there. We keep coming back to that. We got to know who is for us and who is not. You know, just as Jesus was going to Jairus' house, he got stopped on the way by the woman with the issue of blood. And there are going to be some people that are going to come your way that come to stop you from getting what God has for you. Because they want you to stay in that dead place. They want you to stay down in that valley. Matter of fact, they don't even want you to have no water because they want you to die down there. But you ain't going to die. You're going to live. Just as that woman came, Jesus was headed to Jairus' house for the little girl. But that's just the way people are. You know, and being who Jesus was, the Bible said they were waiting on Jesus to come because they knew that whatever that issue was, if they came to Jesus, they were going to be healed. And that ought to be the same way today. When we come to Jesus, we should be getting healing. Something wrong? If you go in a church house, and there is no spirit of God in the house. If there's no spirit of the Lord in the house, there is no healing in the house. You can't live without the spirit. You must have his spirit. The spirit of God must be operating. Jesus was healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same resurrection power, that same power, that Holy Ghost power, it ought to be operating right now upon the earth. Now, what's wrong when people are not being healed? She just touched the hem of his garment and was healed. Now, I'm pretty sure she had got tired. She was broke. She done spent all the money, if I can say it that way. She done gave all the money to these doctors, as Pastor would say, practicing on folks. And she done spent all the money. And now she ain't got no money. And Jesus was coming to the town. I don't blame her. I would have reached out and touched him too. I don't know about you, but I would have reached out and touched him too. Because I needed something. I needed something. She needed something. She wanted to be healed. And that thing dried up immediately. I don't know what you need, but God does. And we got to reach out to him. And whatever that dead place in our life, whatever it is, whether it's our spirit, our mind, or soul, whatever's going on in our life, a dead place is where something is dry. It can represent financial debt, problems in marriages, problems with family members, children, sickness, a disease. Those can be dead places in our lives. And sometimes it seems like you're not going to get up out of that dead place. It's like being in a grave. A spiritual grave. So we have to seek God as the woman sought God. And even though Jesus, you know, was going somewhere else, and we got to remember that there are people that will come. And the enemy will send people to stop you, to try to keep you from getting in that place of God, that place where you can receive your healing. But God wants us to rise up. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she rose up. I believe she rose up and said, enough is enough. When you going to rise up? When you going to rise up and say, enough is enough? When you going to rise and say, I'm tired of being down here in this same place? When you going to call on the name of Jesus? When you going to get in his word? When you going to get his word in you? Because you need the word in you so that you can rise up in your spirit. We need the word. She touched the living word. But we got to get it right. Because Jesus is a God of life. He's a God of life. Ain't nothing dead about him. He is life. He is the living one. As the word tells us, he is the living one. He died and he rose again. He is the living one. He got up. His tomb is empty. In and over every other little G God, they're still in the grave. They didn't get up. But our Savior, our Redeemer, yet lives. So we got to know that if Jesus, and we know that he did, we know that he spoke to her and her spirit came alive. He said she just sleeping. You just sleeping. Are you sleeping? Are you just sleeping? Hey, have you got on this bed and you just sleeping? Well, will you rise up? Will you rise up in your faith and believe God? Will you rise up and believe him and know that he's able to do all things but fail? Believe him for it. He's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to set you free. No man has ever risen anyone from the dead just by his spoken word. He spoke to her, and she rose up. She rose up to life. And Jesus wants everything in our life to be full of life, not death. He came that we might have life and have it more abundant, that our soul can be saved, because we must start with salvation first. And then we get all of the benefits of knowing the man named Jesus. But we got to know him for ourselves. Again, we got to put out some people. It's a season where we got to know who to put out of our lives. Don't just believe it because they can quote a scripture. Don't believe it just because they can send you something through text or whatever the thing may be, or through email, or they call you and give you sweet words. You better know who they are because they're coming to steal. They're not bringing no life. They're trying to bring death to you. They ain't coming to encourage you. They don't love you like Jesus does. He loved you. They died for you. And he thought you was worthy. He thought we was worthy that he died, that we might have life, that we could live, that we could rise up above our situation. I know. Some of you are surrounded by your enemies on every side. Your enemy has risen up against you. But he's going to rise you up above them. He's going to make your enemies your footstool. You just watch and see. He's going to rise you up. You're already up above. You just got to believe it. Some of them ain't believing nothing. Where is the faith? Ye a little faith. Where is your faith? Do you not trust God enough to know that God is able to do all things for fair? He's a God that he cannot lie. If he spoke and he can have a covenant with you, he's not going to break that. He's not a God that he cannot. So we got to believe he raised Jesus from the dead so that you can rise up. Jesus is going to rise his church up. He's going to rise them up. He's going to rise up his sons and his daughters. He's going to rise them up. And he's going to put you in your rightful places, but you got to believe it. You got to have faith for it. You got to believe and do just what he says to do in the word. Put them out, he said. What the word says, he put them out. Put them out. You don't need everybody with you. You just need the right one, my mama would say. She would say, in this life, you may have one or two true friends. Other than that, the rest of them associates. And the other half is enemies. But you got to know the difference. Thank God if you have one good friend, because they're very hard to find. They come a dime and a dozen, as they would say. Too many people, it's just not good. You trying to do something for God, and then you got all these markers behind you. You got the ones that are laughing at you. You have all these distractions around you, but if you would just put them out. And I know sometimes it's hard to do family members sometimes, but sometimes our family members are worse as enemies. Because the enemy always use those that are close to you, around you, those that can get close to you. But know that God is able to rise you up. You got to rise. You got to rise up with a new attitude. You need to rise up with a new attitude. And know that God is about to rise you up out of whatever dead thing that you're dealing with right now. I don't know what it is, but you're coming out of that. And when you come out of that, give God the praise. Don't give yourself the praise. Give God the praise, because he's the one that will rise you up. You got to believe it. You got to believe. You got to believe him. You got to rise up in your spirit. You got to rise up and to receive your healing. If you want healing, you got to rise up and you got to believe God for it. You know, a poet said this, still I rise. So no matter what's coming against you, you still got to rise up. We got to rise up for Jesus, y'all. We cannot be afraid to rise up. We still going to rise. You got to say to yourself, no matter what I'm going on around me this day, tomorrow, in the future, I'm still going to rise. I'm going to rise up above whatever it is. I'm going to rise up in my soul, for God is real, and it lives in my soul. I got to rise up, and I got to believe it. I got to rise up, rise up. Even though false witness, haters, lying tongue, rise up. You got to rise up. You got to still rise up. When Jesus said, get up, get up. Just as he spoke to the maiden and said, arise. In other words, he said, arise. He said, rise up. And she rose up off of that bed. She rose up and they fed her. We got to rise up. We got to rise up, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Rise up, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Rise up, my sons and my daughter, rise up. Rise up. Rise up, for I am with thee. We got to rise up. We got to rise up. We can't just lay there. We can't just sit there. We can't just lay on our bed and our tears and our sorrows. We got to rise up, and we got to believe God. And we can end this, that we can be confident knowing this one thing, that God raised Jesus from the dead. He got up out of the grave. He lived, died, and he rose again so that you can rise up in your spirit, that everything in your life shall live. His spirit lives inside of you. Rejoice, for he lives. Rejoice, for he lives. Rejoice, for he lives. And because he lives, you can face tomorrow. You can face the day and the future because he lives. You can rise and know, can rise up, and you can live. You shall live. I declare and decree that you shall not die, but live. Whatever's in your life, I don't care what it is, you shall live. You're going to rise up out of it. You're going to rise up out of it. Because the word of God tells us, and if God has given us a covenant, the word said, my covenant is what God says. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. In other words, he is not going to break it. If he said it, he's going to do it. You got to believe. You got to know that he is God all by himself. You got to know that he is a promise keeper. You got to know that he raised Jesus from the dead, that he can rise you up too. And I know sometimes it gets really hard. I do get it. I understand. I get it. And I know that God can rise you up. But we must believe for it. We got to believe it by faith. Faith is not something that we can see. It's something that we cannot see. And in order to please God, we got to believe that he is, and we got to believe that he can do it because it's according to our faith. As Jesus said unto the woman with the issue of blood, daughter, it's according to thy faith that thou hast been made whole. You want to be made whole, but it's going to be according to your faith. I want to encourage you to rise up. For Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The living one, I was dead, and behold, now I am alive forever and ever. He only died once. And I hold the key to death and the grave. So what did that tell us? That we can rise up no matter what is coming against us. We can rise up. We got to believe it. We got to know, according to the word of God, that Jesus put them out. So we need to put those out of our lives that are hindrance to us. We need to let go of all hindering spirits. Don't weep about it either. Let them go. Because God want to do a new thing in your life. Get ready for the new. Get ready for the new. Get ready for the new. Get ready to rise up out of that place. Whatever your place is, whatever that thing that's dying in your life spiritually, whatever it is, know that God's about to rise it up and bring it to life. He's rising up out of it, even now, in Jesus' name. It is so, and it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus, because he never speak a word, and it does not come to pass, because he's a God that cannot lie. Praise God for his holy word. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about him rising up the body of Christ all over the land. I'm excited about it. We won't no longer be the tail, but we're going to be the head. You're going to be limbs and bar. You're going to be all of it for God so that he will be glorified. We will be in our right places of God. We'll be not held back anymore. He's rising us up. He's bringing us forth. He's bringing forth the remnant. He's bringing us forth to do a mighty work and a marvelous work and do marvelous things to us with signs, miracles, and wonders following. But we got to be ready because he's getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to do a new thing, y'all. He's getting ready to do a new thing, y'all, and I'm excited about it. That's why he's trying to get us ready, because he knows that we're going through a lot of things, and a lot of us have just given up, and a lot of things, you know, just falling down around us, and so much dead things around us. He wants us to know that I can rise you up, but you got to believe in what I said. You got to believe. You got to be living right. You got to be doing right. Praise God for his holy word. He's going to rise. He rose this little girl up. He's going to rise up in our spirit like never before. To God be all of the glory. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. If you don't know Christ, if you don't know the living one, if you don't know the one that lived, died, and rose again, I want to encourage you today to come to know the Master. I want to encourage you to come to know Jesus for yourself. He is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a savior. He will save your soul. And if you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you live, died, and rose again for me. Save my soul. I repent of my sin, knowing or unknown unto me. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Bring me from death to life. And I give you honor and glory and praise for it even now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And if you are a backslider or a churchgoer, I want to encourage you today to get your life right with God. It is time for you to get your life right with God. Amen. It's time out for prayer in church. Jesus rose so that we can have life. And if you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, just hit me up on Facebook, Voice of Truth, and you can leave me a message there and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today. If you fall in any one of those categories, amen, I will get back in touch with you, amen. And I will also get in touch with my leaders, amen, because we want you to get it. We want you to get everything that God has for you. We want you to live the life that God has planned for you to live. And we want you to live a life of life, if that makes sense to you. Living a life that is not dead, but a life that is full of life and abundance. We want you to do that. We want you to be victorious. We want you to walk in the way of the Lord and living by faith and living out your faith. We want you to do that. We want to encourage you to get your Bible and begin to read it. We want to encourage you to start in the four Gospels, amen, with the King James Version. If you have a hard time understanding, I would recommend the New Living, amen, to God be the glory. But we want you to start because you got to develop a relationship with Christ. We're not religious, but we're relational over here. Amen. We got to know. Every man must know Jesus for himself. You got to know him. You got to be saved. You can't be playing. You got your spirit must be born again. And Jesus is the only one that can do that. So we want to encourage you to come today and give your life to Christ. You know, there's so much going on in the world, but you don't have to be in the world by yourself. And you ain't got to be going through it by yourself. There's a man named Jesus that you can talk to every day. All you got to do is call him up and talk to him, and he will talk to you. He will provide your every need. And so I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. But we want to thank God for every soul that is saved, healed, and delivered and set free on this day. We know that God is able to do all things but fail. He is the awesome God. He is the almighty God. And we just think he's the Alpha and Omega God. He's the great I am. He's the God of all gods. And there's none above him. And so we just give him all the praise and honor and glory. We got to believe God for our healing and our life. We got to believe him. And he's able to do just what he said he can do. But we want to welcome you also to the body of Christ. And then we want to also encourage you to follow all the ministries Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And I'm going to give all the names of those ministries so you can follow these ministries
They can be your church. We are church without walls, amen. We are church without walls. And so you don't have to be in a building. As we see that when Jesus was doing his work was done outside of the synagogue. So he didn't actually have a building. He walked everywhere he went, and people were waiting for him to come to be healed. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Voice of Truth, is under the leadership of Pastor and Apostle, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. We have been under her leadership for several years now, probably a little bit longer than that, because we actually started the ministry in 2012. That's when we started the ministry, but actually I was under her way before that time. So we give God all the glory. See, you got to know when God sent forth your leader, when he come through your town. An apostle came through my town, her and pastor. So I'm just so excited about what God is about to do with this ministry. And I want you to be a part of that. And I want you to get healed, and I want you to get delivered. And I can't say about any other ministry, and I'm not saying that it's not another ministry out there, but I can say about this one, this is what I know. I know who I was trained under, and I know who they are, and I know their spirit. And so I want to encourage you to come and be a part of it so that you too can receive your healing just like I received my healing. Amen. God has no respect of person. Amen. We just have to receive who God has sent through our town so that we can receive our healing, to be saved, delivered, and set free. So I want to encourage you to do that. On Sundays, we have Hour of Power. That's what they call us. Amen. That's the name that God has given unto us. And I'm going to go ahead and do a VOT announcement. Pathetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, is the first half of the Hour of Power. She's the first Hour of Power, and she's on the air live from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power from 6:30 to 7:30. So we're the second Hour of Power. So you get 2 hours of power every Sunday. Amen. That's God-given name. Amen. He gave us that name, the Hour of Power. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries and stay connected. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Rao. They're on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. And they're on their live, One Word from the Lord. And I want to encourage you to follow that ministry there. I want to encourage you to connect with them there on Block Talk Radio. If you would like to talk with the man and woman of God, I want to encourage you to inbox them there on Facebook, amen, and they will get back with you there, amen. You leave your number, they will give you a call back, amen, to God be the glory. Then on Saturday we have for you Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's on the air live at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio, Faith Come by Hearing Ministries. We want to encourage you to follow her ministry there on Block Talk Radio. I know that she's getting ready to change her time, so and her time and her date when she will be doing her ministry. Not sure exactly what time, so I don't want to make give the wrong announcement. So I want you to check out her Facebook page there on Facebook, Faith Come by Hearing Ministries, and she should have that announcement out there when the changes will take place and what date and time the broadcast will be coming on. So we give God all the glory for that. And we want to encourage you to follow all of these ministries on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you are in ministry and you do not have a leader and you're trying to do ministry on your own, I want to encourage you to get connected to Apostle and Pastor.
You need not to be trying to do ministry by yourself. You don't want to do that. You want somebody, you need to be up under somebody covering. So I want to encourage you to connect with them there on Facebook, Yvonne Rao or Prophetess Yvonne Rao, Joseph Rao, or Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. It's also on Facebook as well. So you can connect with them at any one of those Facebook pages, and they will get back with you. But we want to encourage you to do that. If you need a counselor, if you need a leader, if you need a mentor, whatever you need, if you just need someone to, you know, to give you some guidance, some godly counsel, I would highly recommend them. Amen. If you need marriage counseling, they've been married for 36 years, and they can help you with that. So I want to encourage you. The doors are open for you. You just got to walk through the doors. And I want to encourage you to do that because they are great leaders, and they are a man or woman after God's own heart. They love the people. They love what they do for God. And I just want you to get it. Because I know that I would not be, I can't say nothing about nobody else I can say about me, I wouldn't be where I am today without Apostle and Pastor. So I want to encourage you to get connected to their ministry, inbox them there, amen. And just let them know, hey, Minister Lane gave me this information. I'm contacting you for whatever you're contacting them for, amen. And you can contact them through any other team members as well. But we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to this ministry. Also, we want to encourage you to become a WOW partner for an offering of $25 or more. If you want to give a one-time offering, or if you want to give a monthly offering, if you want to give a weekly offering, we want to encourage you to do that. An offering of $25 more, because most people throw away $25, and it don't take much to spend $25 today. So we want to encourage you to put seed in the ground. And I know that these ministries have blessed you. You can go to Apostle and Pastor on Block Talk Radio. They have a button up there. You can click that button, and it will take you through the process of donating or giving that one-time offering to the ministry. You can inbox Prophet and Martha and Elder or myself if you want to donate an offering. I have it on my Facebook page. If you would like to give an offering, you can just click on that pen pal button, and it will take you through the process. And also, I have it on Block Talk Radio as well. You can also give to Elders Ministry there on Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. You can just click on that button. Make sure that you put in the note that offering is for Elder or whatever you're giving, amen, because it'll be done up on the Without Walls. All her messages are up on the Without Walls. So I want to encourage you to do that. And watch God give you a harvest that you never had before, because we have to have seed in the ground. We got to let it go. We got to let it go. So let's put our seeds in the ground. We want to get a harvest, and we need some seed in the ground. And I'm telling you, seed time of harvest, it always will be. So we always got to have a seed in the ground. So I want to encourage you to do that. And whatever God, I'm not going to tell you what to give. God will tell you what to give. If you just want to give an offering, and I know that these ministry have blessed you, and I know many have got many things from these ministry, but yet have not sold into the ministry. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that. If God's telling you to do it, if he's telling you to sow that seed, it's a reason why he's trying to get something to you. As a pastor and apostle would say, God is trying to get something to you. He's not trying to take something from you, but he's trying to get something to you. As pastor would say, you can't hold on to it like a bulldog grip. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Let it go. And whatever he's telling you to do, watch him do it. I'm telling you, it works every time. If you work it, if you work the principle, it will work for you. So I want to thank you for doing that in advance. And we just thank God again for the word of God. We want to encourage you to tune in Tuesday night to Pastor and Apostle there on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time, one word for the Lord. And we just give God all the praise and all of the glory. We just thank God for what he's getting ready to do for the body of Christ. We do hope and pray that everybody had a blessed Sunday today. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Meet us here next week at the same time here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Stay messed up. Trust God. Know that God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.